Hi everybody, it's Marissa here from Asthenic Healing, and I just want to introduce myself for those of you that don't know me. My name is Marissa and I am the founder of Asthenic Healing, and my excitement about starting this podcast is really about sharing what I have learned over the last 26 years on my journey with everybody that listens to this, and to also provide tools and techniques and remedies that may help you along your path, and what's helped me over that time to really step more into understanding myself at a deeper level, getting to know what my unique gifts and talents are, and helping me to really enjoy my life as well as accepting myself exactly as I am. And this is a journey that is for anyone that would like to step onto it, I guess, and anyone that wants to connect with themselves on a deeper level and getting to know themselves for who they truly are. A lot of the time we are brought up in families and in a society where who we are doesn't actually isn't allowed to be an individual, or we're not able to express ourselves for who we are. And sometimes when you are wanting to express that, we can be judged and made to feel that that isn't acceptable. And my journey has really been about that, which is about coming to terms with people's expectations, their judgments, and learning to be myself regardless of that. And it has been a long, challenging journey that I've come up against a lot of different parts of myself, and had people in my life that haven't really allowed that to be my experience. So I have found different tools and techniques and ways of transforming my own limiting beliefs and thoughts so that I can become more of who I am and stand strong in that and feel good about who I am in the process. Like I said, it's been a long journey. I've been working or moving through my own fears and limitations for quite a long time. I grew up in a very dysfunctional family where I felt extremely extremely disconnected from not only myself but the people around me as I grew up into my teenage years and into my 20s and my 30s even. Was a really hard time to actually feel like I could be myself or feel like I could show who I was to the world. And a lot of the time I hid that from others because I didn't think that I was acceptable or who I was enough. And it sent me on the path of self-discovery, of personal development, and to understand myself from a spiritual perspective, I guess, and be able to bring that information to a place that was grounded and in a way that I could utilize that to actually start to enjoy myself here on the planet and become who I am and what I've come to do. So it hasn't always been easy. It has been very fascinating. I've learned a lot along the way. I've got lots of tools, lots of remedies, lots of techniques that I want to share with you all through these podcasts to help you on your journey, hopefully to make it a little bit easier than what I've had, and to, yeah, just make your journey a little bit more easier. So today I just wanted to share a little bit about myself so that you get to know who I am. And from then I will be bringing through information with things like how to connect with your intuition, how to manifest, how your belief systems create your experience, how to use oracle and tarot cards to tap into your intuition. I'm going to be talking about flower therapy and flower essences and how those remedies can all help bring balance back into your life, as well as many other things that I'm going to share along the way. So a little bit about what I do, a little bit about how I see things, I'm going to share first. And from then, I'll start doing these podcasts once a week so that I have a particular topic that I'll be focusing on and be able to share with you each week. So I am an intuitive reader. I am an intuitive kinesiologist. I do what's called a modality called sacred activations, and I do a lot of belief work. So I'm able to clear people's beliefs around a particular issue or themselves, enabling them to move forward in whatever area of their life that they choose, and also as a way to begin to clear those belief patterns and ways of thinking that are limiting them from being all that they can be. And I do this, like I said, through my kinesiology, through my readings, and also through my other packages that I offer with working with people. I work with families, and I also work one-on-one with intuitive coaching to help people connect with their personal development and spiritual development, and bringing those two parts together so that they can live a life that they love. So my business is called Earth Journey Healing, and like I said, I believe that we're here to live a life that we love and to share our unique gifts and talents with the world, and also, and most importantly, to celebrate ourselves exactly as we are. This doesn't mean that we can't grow and expand who we are, but it's about learning to appreciate and accept ourselves from a place of embracing all aspects, so therefore we can then take that and expand ourselves even more fully as we go on our journey, rather than looking to be something because we're not completely comfortable with who we are. If we come from that sense, that mindset, we tend to be running away from ourselves rather than embracing who we are. So it's really about understanding and accepting ourselves first and foremost, and then from there we can expand and become more of who we truly are. So that is some of the things that I'm going to be sharing with you over these podcasts. So really about learning to reconnect where there has been disconnection, going beyond your fears and your limiting thoughts and beliefs. It's about moving through old patterns and programs that we've picked up from our upbringing and society at large, letting go of the things that make us feel burdened and where we feel obligated and restrict us from being ourselves, looking at where we are in conflict, not only with ourselves or with others, and why that tends to happen. We'll have a look at that. I'm also going to be addressing, you know, when we get into that mindset of not seeing what we do have and starting to expand our vision and starting to really embrace what we do have, allowing us to move forward and really then start to manifest a life that we love. So thank you all for joining me today for my first podcast. I'm really, really excited to be sharing what I have learned, and it will be from my perspective as well. I'll be doing some sacred activations along the way to offer you all some clearing and how I use tarot and oracle cards to tap into my intuition. I'll be giving you tools and tips around that. And I will be genuinely just sharing all of the things that I'm passionate about. So thank you all for listening today, and I look forward to sharing more in the next week and months ahead. Bye for now. Hi everybody, it's Marissa here from Earth Journey Healing with my first podcast, and I just wanted to introduce myself for those of you that don't know me. I am a kinesiologist and intuitive healer, and I work with people to really help them reconnect with who they truly are and to also help you to live a life that you love and are inspired by. I really believe that we're here to live a life that we love, and that we are all have our own unique gifts and talents, and that it's really important to celebrate ourselves exactly as we are. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about my journey and how I got to where I am today, just so you've got a bit of a background as to where I'm coming from and what I'm about. So when I was about 17, I made a decision in regards to learning to basically deal with my problems. I grew up in a really dysfunctional home where there was a lot of alcoholism and things going on where it was pretty crazy. And I watched this unfold in front of me from a young age and decided at about 17 that I was going to find a way to deal with my problems and issues as they came up, regardless of what that was, in a way that wasn't through drinking or taking drugs or distracting myself from what was going on internally, because that's what I'd basically grown up seeing around me. And I wanted to do it differently. Now, I didn't realize at the time that this was going to be such a big thing. I didn't know it was going to be a lifelong experience and learning. I just thought that that's what I was going to do. And I thought that I was going to be able to get it sorted in quite a short amount of time. I didn't realize the implications and what was behind that decision. And when I was 17, I basically stopped drinking. I wasn't going out with my friends. I became quite isolated and turned inwardly and began to, explore my personal, my personal belief systems and why I did the things that I did and sort of looked more to learning about things and spirituality and everything that could help me to move through my own limiting thoughts and beliefs at the time and why I was struggling the way I was. And I did this through a number of, I began going to a personal development spiritual group that I went to. I did courses and workshops and a number of different sort of life enhancing programs that all helped me start to see that we are more in control of our experience than we understand, and that a lot of the time what stops us from being our true self or all that we can be is basically our own upbringing, our patterns and programs that we've been brought up with or that have been handed down from generation to generation that are in our DNA. And all of these experiences that we've gone through have an impact on how we see ourselves, how we view the world, what we're led to believe is possible or not possible. All come from our upbringing, with the people around us, what we've seen through the media, even what we've learnt at school. And these ways of being and these ways of seeing things, have a great impact on the way we behave and the way we interact with other people and the way we see ourselves. So my journey was really about discovering how to, the decision that I made was I was going to learn how to have fun without drinking alcohol. And that was basically the beginning of me, having to go deep within myself and work out why, from when I was a child, why had I let go of that ability to be carefree and enjoy myself and to be able to just feel like I could be who I was. And it really got me thinking, like, what had happened from then to now to stop me from being able to do that. And I guess that's where my desire came in. That's where my mission began, and that's where it led me on this journey that I've been on for the last 27 years, if not a bit longer, to discover who I am, what's important to me. And I guess for me to learn to bring spirituality into my life in a way that's grounded and practical and works for me. I think I went through a stage with my own spirituality that I thought it had to look a certain way. I thought it was about being nice and friendly and kind and doing the right thing, until I discovered that that approach didn't actually work for me and it wasn't fulfilling me on a deep level like I thought it would. And I guess what I did realize was that trying to be spiritual was almost like going against who I truly was, and that I was already connected to myself, and that it was about bringing the higher consciousness, the higher knowing, the inner knowing, my own intuition, and bringing that into a place that I was able to then utilize in my everyday life. So bringing that inner knowingness, bringing that connection to my spiritual self into my physical experience and beginning to make it that work for me. So whenever I was going through something and I didn't understand, I would, you know, go inward and ask questions. What do I do about this? How do I handle this? What am I not seeing? Why is this affecting me? Why am I struggling to move through this? And that were the kind of questions that I would ask myself. And then I would start to receive insight and clarity and understanding. Maybe not at first, but things would come into my life that would start to answer those questions. As I moved through life and started to do my study, I did Steiner training for a couple of years, so I was training to become a Steiner teacher. I did that for 2 years full time, and I learned a lot about you know, patterns and what we learn in the first 7 years and how that affects us and how that impacts, you know, the way we see ourselves and the world around us. And I really enjoyed that. It helped me to understand my upbringing a little bit more, and it helped me to bring some more creativity into my life, and it showed me a number of different things, but I still felt limited in that experience. So I went on to learn kinesiology, and this was probably a big turning point for me. Kinesiology was an opportunity for me to begin to understand how our belief system starts to create our reality and how we can begin to change that. So the things that I was struggling with, the patterns and programs that I had learnt from my upbringing that I was still coming up against and finding myself not able to move through, kinesiology was able to take me to that next level and really start to shift and change those patterns and programs internally, and then for me to see the outside world start to change, because that was reflecting my inner way of being and thinking. And it was quite an interesting revelation as well, because I began to see that through muscle testing we actually are able to access that part of ourselves that does know everything about us and can remember things that have happened in the past through muscle testing back to that particular time, and then accessing that information from the subconscious mind. And this was a real inspiring moment for me, because things started to fall into place for me in all of the study that I had, you know, prior years to this, started to make sense. And I started to see why we were creating what we were creating and how we were able to change that. And then I started to work with a modality called Sacred Activations, which is able to clear hundreds of beliefs at a time. And this is another interesting modality that I'll explain a little bit more on another podcast, and I will actually be demonstrating through sharing one of my activations with you on how to create or release, should I say, hundreds of beliefs at a time from many different levels. And that was another exciting moment where I began to realize that we can create big change quite quickly. And from there, I went on to do some belief work with a guy named Jared Hewitt. And I again began to see how we're consciously creating our reality and how we're able again to shift and change certain beliefs, ways of thinking and beliefs and ways of viewing things again quite quickly. And that again took me a bit deeper into my ability to create change and to start to create a life that works for me. And, you know, like, everybody's different, everybody's wanting different things. And for me, you know, my family were important, the work that I do is important, where I live is important. I live in Queensland, so the weather here is just amazing. I live near the beach, which is another important thing for me, to be close to the water and to be able to spend time with my family. So doing the work that I do allows all of that. So working towards creating a lifestyle that works for you, or a life that works for you, is something that I share with other people and has come about through these all of these experiences that I've had on my own journey. And it's something that I'm going to be sharing different tools and techniques each week, which will enable you to start to do that for yourself and help you find balance in your everyday life. And you know, what are some of the things that allow you to be able to do that as with as much ease and grace as possible, as well as making this simple, you know, making spirituality quite a simple experience rather than a complex one. And to be able to bring it down to a simple, doing simple things in your life that allow you to feel connected. So I'm really excited to be sharing that in the weeks to come. And if anyone's got anything that they would like to know a bit more about, you're welcome to, you know, send me a message or send me something that you would like to know more about, and I'm happy to share what I do know. I've done a whole lot of different study over the last over the last probably 26, 27 years, and I've got a lot to share. And part of this podcast will be about giving back and sharing what I have learned along the way, and assisting people to really get in touch with their own sense of spirituality, their own personal development, what it means to, you know, what it means to have a life that you love and really connect in on a deeper level with your true self. So thank you all for listening. I hope that you have gained a bit of insight as to who I am and what I am about. And in the next podcast, we will be talking about things that help to create balance in your everyday life. And these are just going to be really simple techniques that you can do in your everyday life to bring you back to a sense of feeling balanced. And we want to work towards feeling really connected to who we are by different tools and techniques that I can offer and share with you. So thank you all for joining me, and until next week, have a great week. Bye.